Unifil actually started in 78, but the really mining activities started after the war of 2006, when the fourth commander decided to mark the blue line, which is actually the line of withdrawal of the Israeli defense forces. And to mark this blue line, he decided to build blue barrels. But to reach those blue barrels, we have to breach minefields. And then actually, we started with different units, engineering units. We started demining the minefields, to breach the minefields. At this moment, six different countries are working at which we call the blue line. Italy, China, Cambodia, Belgium, France, and Spain.
And I remember in 2006, it was an issue to receive the maps from the Israeli government. Have you received those maps?
Yes, the miners actually, they are working based on the maps we receive from Israel, which is for a demining unit very worthwhile, of course, because it's easier to detect the different lines of mines that are laid throughout the country. So we receive them, yes, indeed, I can confirm that.
Excellent. And also, from what I understand also, that it's not only landmines that were planted. What other types of ordnance do you deal with?
Well, mainly on the blue line, there are anti-personnel mines and also anti-tank mines. But as you know, during the war, there was also what we call submunitions that did not explode, and there are spread all over the country. So this is what we call UXOs. It's unexploded ordnance. Submunitions, which are very dangerous because when you touch them, they may explode. So these are spread over farmland and olive fields, which is an even bigger danger than the minefields, which are minefields are marked. I mean, there's a fence, but UXOs are spread in agriculture land, farmland, which is more dangerous for the local population.
So from what I understand, this affects the farmers the most. How does it affect the children also?
Well, of course, yes, as they are playing on these grounds, of course. And the shapes, sometimes the shapes of these submunitions, it look like toys, which is, of course, very, very dangerous for the children. So to clean them, it's a big job and it's worthwhile, yes.
Does UNIFIL have a civilian unit that maybe raises public awareness in this regard?
Well, we are working very closely with UNMAS, United Nations Mine Action Support Team, and they are actually responsible for the quality of all the demining units. I mean, we try to have an equal level for each unit to have the same confidence when we declare a minefield safe or a lane that has been cleared safe, that this safe means the same for everybody, for the Cambodians, for Chinese, for Belgium, for Italian mine clearance team. So this is UNMAS, United Nations Mine Action Support Team, and we're working very closely together because this is a civil organization.
What are you doing to mark International Mine Action and Awareness Day?
Well, we will organize this day, but the idea, the main idea is that mine awareness actually should start with the younger generation. So we invited 76 children from the neighboring schools of Nakura in Tyr and Tibnin, and through interactive games, we would like to teach them mine awareness, the dangers, the effects of mines, the different shapes of mines, how you can detect a mine, and this through all interactive games and also through demonstrations with dogs. These dogs are trained for finding explosives, which we call EDDs, explosive disposal dogs. And we will also show or demonstrate the remote control disposal of UXOs of an exploded ordnance, which we call the robot, actually. So we tried to make it attractive for the children by introducing them to all these activities of the military units, and they will participate through those interactive games. It will not only be a static demonstration, but they will be involved in this mine awareness event.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I just wanted to ask you one last question. Do you have a message for the children and the people affected by landmines in southern Lebanon?
Be careful. Don't touch. And when you see something, please alert the unit, whether it's a civil organization which is capable of disposal of mines or other dangerous goods, or the military units. We cooperate for the same purpose. It's make a safe area.